Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this program is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, we have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Don.
And we also have our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello and good afternoon.
Okay. All right. I thought that we would start off the show today with some comments on supplements that are for cardiovascular health. Now, I chose this topic because of some interesting research in this area on supplements that you may not have previously thought about as being beneficial to heart health. Well, you know, when we talk about supplements for the heart, you probably think of things like fish oil or omega-3 supplements, fiber supplements, of course, water-soluble fiber and beta-glucans in particular.
That's right. Nor you might think of the phytosterols and phytostanols and products like citronol. You also might think of niacin, tocotrienols, garlic, gum gugel. You might also think of red yeast rice, something we will comment a little bit later on in the show. But a couple of supplements that you may not have thought of would be the artichoke leaf and lycopene.
Well, artichoke leaf is probably a supplement we should be talking about more in America. It's been widely used in Europe for some time now. It's been used as a digestive aid for liver protection and detoxification also. There is one study a few years ago, for example, that showed that artichoke leaf was as good as milk thistle in protecting the liver from toxins. They also use it in Europe for high cholesterol, and that's why we bring it up just now. A new study from the United Kingdom looked at the effect of supplemental artichoke leaf extract on healthy adults. This was only the second randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial to be conducted on the cardioprotective effects on artichoke leaf. They found that it lowered total cholesterol by about 6%. It was statistically significant. They were given four 320 milligram artichoke leaf extract capsules per day for 12 weeks, and that's how they got the result.
And the other supplement that was in the research news recently was lycopene. Now, again, you might only think of lycopene in connection with prostate health and prostate cancer. But it also has a role in cardiovascular disease, apparently. And according to a recent study published in the journal Nutrition, lycopene, the carotenoid that give tomatoes their red color, may be as effective as statins in reducing the formation of plaque in the arteries that can cause arteriosclerosis, at least in rabbits. The results were impressive. In fact, in some respects, lycopene was even better than the statin drug, and according to the research, and I quote, lycopene intervention reduced the increase in oxidized LDL levels in rabbits on the high-fat diet, whereas fluvastatin did not show such an effect. The cause of this difference is at present not known, although the results speaks in favor of lycopene. And they went on to conclude, these findings provide a theoretical rationale for the use of lycopene as a preventative in atherosclerosis.
Okay, now, does this mean that you should throw away your statin drugs and start taking lycopene instead?
Well, along the same line, does the previous study mean that when you are told by your doctor that your cholesterol is high and you are at increased risk for heart disease, all you have to do is run out to Wilner Chemist and buy an artichoke leaf extract supplement?
No, of course not. What it does mean is that if you're trying to use a non-drug approach to lowering cholesterol or improving heart health, you should consider including these particular supplements among those others that you now take. It is a fact that using supplements, especially along with diet and lifestyle modifications, can often achieve the desired results when it comes to cholesterol problems. But you rarely will achieve this by turning to only one particular supplement. Most likely, you will need to use a combination of products or supplements. As a bonus, of course, these products will have other health benefits as well.
So in addition to your psyllium or oat brand, your citronol and phytosterols, fish oil, and other supplements you might already be familiar with, think about adding artichoke and lycopene. Artichoke extracts are available from many companies, many that we carry at Wilner Chemists, which include Jarrow Formulas, Nature's Way, and Source Naturals. Lycopene is also readily available. We also carry them at Wilner's. Jarrow has it, so does Blue Bonnet, Twin Lab, Natural Factors, and Natural.
Blue Bonnet, by the way, has a nice combination. It's a combination of lycopene and grapeseed extract, which I particularly like. Okay, so as I said, we might comment on red yeast rice. People still ask about that quite often, but I'm going to hold off on that for now. Maybe we'll get to it during the second hour of the show. I'll make sure that you stay tuned for the full 2 hours, or we'll wait until somebody calls up and asks about it. Okay, all right. Now, if you would like to, if you have any questions about the nutrients for cardiovascular health, like we just discussed, or any other questions about vitamins, mineral, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition, you can please give us a call. That's we have a toll-free number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That number is good from any place, including our new listeners in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Okay, until we get our first call, why don't we take our first break a little bit early and get that out of the way, and then we'll start taking your phone calls. So the number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these quick words from our sponsors.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
I sometimes think that chiolic commercial is the highlight of our show. If you need some, Gregory, I don't mind driving on the highway even at night. I love that. Anyway, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list on the entire lines. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natrol, and many, many other lines, 30% off list the entire lines. We actually have 60 product lines on sale right now. So check out the full sale listing on our website at www.wilner.com.
And the question I have is, did you receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter? And if you're in our mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have our downtown store at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle. That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size. As I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
Actually, even better news for those of you who prefer the soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligram 60 soft gels is also on sale, also at $10.45 a bottle.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Let me just quickly give you our phone number again if you have any questions about nutritional supplements and how to use them, what they're used for. The number is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, that said, let's get to the phones. We have Pat calling from a car phone. How can we help you, Pat?
Yes, I'm interested in getting some information on a supplement, carnitine and ribose. And I don't know exactly what ribose is. Maybe you can explain it to me, how it, you know, what kind of product it is. But I want to know if it's appropriate if you're into an exercise program for endurance and stuff like that.
Okay, well, let's start with the carnitine first, and then we can get to ribose after that, okay? Why don't I handle carnitine real quick, or I'll start off. Carnitine is an amino acid-like a substance that has proven to be very, very beneficial in certain respects, and it all hinges on its primary biochemical function, which is this. It enhances the movement of triglycerides, which are the fats that are circulating in your blood from the bloodstream into the cells. Okay, it just makes it easier and enhances the movement out of the blood into the cells. Once the triglycerides get into the cells, of course, they go into the mitochondria where they're burned for energy. So basically, it's accomplishing two things for you. It's clearing fats from the bloodstream, and it's sort of like a shoveling more coal into the furnace. You're increasing the fuel that goes into your cellular energy production. So it gives you more energy, it clears the fats. So you can kind of take it from there. If you're looking for more energy, if you have health problems that like fatigue or things of that sort, if you have heart disease, it'll do two things: very high levels of carnitine in the heart tissue, heart muscle tissue, for example. There's different kinds of carnitine, of course. There's acetyl L-carnitine, there's glycine propionyl L-carnitine, there's the different kinds, and depending upon what your particular health need is, you can talk to our nutritionists and pharmacists at Wilner's to determine which one might be most appropriate for you. Ribose. Do one of you guys want to do ribose, or you want me?
Sure. It's something actually I'm familiar with, Don, and I often recommend it to athletes, as a matter of fact, although there has been some studies showing that heart patients, too, may benefit from it, being that the target purpose for the ribose is to help muscle, and the heart is a muscle as well as the muscles in the arms and the legs. So basically, ribose is a monosaccharide, and it's found in the genetics of the cell. It plays a role in RNA transcription and such. But it's a type of carbohydrate, I guess you could consider it non-glycemic, that you can take for athletic performance. And I think what they found was when athletes vigorously exercise, ATP is depleted in the cells of the muscles. And the ribose, what role it seems to play is sort of reconstitutes and puts back together these ATP models with molecules with spent phosphorus molecules. So it sort of reattaches them, gets them regenerated until you finally hit that big wall where they're completely spent and can't be regenerated anymore. But it helps with prolonging energy, and so for performance is something would be useful. And as I said, it may play a role in people with heart conditions.
Yeah, people with angina can benefit from ribose. Ribose is made in the body from glucose as part of the normal metabolism, and like Sam said, it's involved in the synthesis of RNA and DNA and ATP. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It helps. It's helpful. Now, you mentioned before that there are three different kinds of carnitine. Which would be more appropriate if you're going to take it and combine it with ribose? Is there one for L-acetylcarnitine would be better than the other two?
No. Actually, in that particular case, you might want to go with one of the products that has a blend of the different forms of carnitine and several. Solgar has a blend. Jarrow has a nice blend called Carnitol. It contains a mixture of L-carnitine, acetyl-L-carnitine, GPLC, and that might be the easiest way. The acetyl-L-carnitine is more for its a role in the mental function. You know, the acetyl-L-carnitine gets into the brain a little bit better. What I would, you know, the one that I like, I think for most people, unless you have a really specific need, the blend, something like carnitol from Jarrow, would be your best bet. By the way, Jarrow, I don't think we mentioned it, but the entire Jarrow line, which isn't normally on sale, is 25% off right now.
Okay? Sure. Thanks for your help.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Okay. Let's see. Let's just move on. Fred, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yes. I have a hypothyroid condition. I take carnitine, but I just understand there's a new report or study out that says that carnitine has a negative effect on the thyroid, and I want to know if I can continue to take the carnitine.
What you may be referring to is there was a report that I saw of using intravenous carnitine, which would be a high dosage, and on people with overactive thyroids, and it suppressed the overactivity of the thyroid. Which is a good thing. Now, one might try to extrapolate from that and say it might suppress a normal thyroid, but there's really no evidence for that. And I think what you really want to do is have your thyroid tested, and if it's okay, it's okay.
You know, and I think it's the acetyl form of carnitine that was used, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I think.
And which may have more of an effect on the brain and the neurons affecting the glandular systems. But regular carnitine probably has no effect at all.
Well, yeah, you know, carnitine has been around for a long time now, and it's being used. It's one of the most commonly used specialty-type supplements. I think that if it had a noticeable effect on thyroid function, we would have already heard about it.
Okay.
So I don't think that there's any reason to think that you need to be concerned about it. Obviously, we always caution if you really think that there might be a problem, discuss it with your doctor. But I think it's quite different to look at a possible effect on an overactive gland and a possible good effect at that versus what would happen under normal conditions.
I have hypothyroid.
Right.
So
all the less reason to.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah,
don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Let's see how we're doing here. Okay. We can give a real quick shot at the next caller. Who's next? Richard. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of real quick questions. Corvalin M, how beneficial is that for, say, like a leaky heart valve?
What is Corvalin M? Does anybody here know what Corvalin M is?
No, I don't know what it is.
You'll have to tell us what it is.
Maybe it's Corvin.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Maybe it's Corvin.
Well, okay, we don't know what it is. And what's the next part of your question? Because I can't help you with something that I don't know what it is.
Olive oil, how beneficial is that in preventing problems?
Olive oil is one of the good oils. It's a monounsaturated oil, and it has been shown to be beneficial to cardiovascular health. It's part of the French paradox. They found that the high intake of olive oil actually is indeed beneficial. So the more olive oil that you can work into your diet, the better it is. Okay, we have to take a quick break. We have a traffic break coming up. We'll be back.
I also have an answer for that when you get back.
Yeah, when we get back. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
The
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZC line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZC is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZC by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZC, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Bill Powers to help us with a traffic report.
And right now on the Cross Bronx Expressway, things a bit busy. Bronx River Parkway heading in towards 3rd Avenue. Also some company on the LIE westbound side from the Van Wyck heading in towards the Grand Central Parkway. Harlem River Drive delays southbound side from the 130s right into the Triborough Bridge. And in Manhattan, Lexington Avenue between 42nd and 34th Street closed. 6th Avenue between 42nd and 56th Street closed, both due to a street festival. Getting across the Hudson River, GW Bridge inbound upper deck, about a 20-minute wait. Downstairs, no problems. Holland Tunnel into Manhattan, a 15-minute delay from the Turnpike. The 1-9 approach will be better. We have no problems to report over at the Lincoln Tunnel. That's going to be in both directions. In Paterson, New Jersey, 80 eastbound side, all lanes subject to closure at exit 57 due to a serious accident. This report sponsored by Sublet.com. Need a rental for a week, month, or year? Find apartments, sublets, and roommates at Sublet.com. Posting rentals at Sublet.com is free. Whether you're moving or just visiting, call 877.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin Antioxidant carotenoids are important components of the macular pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macular pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue. Improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas, Black Currant, and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window, and with me today is Sam Forbes, our nutritionist and manager of our downtown store, and Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. We're taking your calls, and we're going to get right back to the phones. And Renee from Brooklyn is waiting. How can we help you, Renee?
Yes, I'm asking a question about the difference between pycnogenol and grapeseed extract as far as the vascular of circulation of the legs. Which one would be better? Are they both the same?
Okay.
In the last couple of days, I've heard at different stations that pycnogenol, as far as the leg issue, is a much better nutrient.
Okay, good question. I don't know what they're saying on the other station, but I'm going to give you some factual information about the two products. Both of them contain the active ingredient in both pycnogenol and the grapeseed extracts is something called proanthocyanidins. It's a type of a flavonoid, also called OPCs for oligomeric procyanidins and so forth, okay? But basically, they're the same thing, and they're members of the flavonoid family. Pycnogenol is a trademarked particular extract that comes from a pine bark. It is sold by a particular company. They protect it. They trademark it. Grapeseed extract basically came along when this type of product became popular, and the grapeseed extract contains as much of this OPC, if not more, at a lower price. So they are both basically sources of the same material. Now, the people that make the pycnogenol, of course, they're going to claim that theirs is better. The people that make grapeseed will claim theirs is better. I don't really think that theoretically there's any reason to think one is better than the other. And what I've always recommended in the past is that buy the one that has the higher concentration at the lower price, as long as it's from a reputable company. Now, on the other hand, maybe the people who are marketing pycnogenol have done some clinical studies and things of that sort. I always want to give credit to the companies that do some research. But from a chemical standpoint, there really shouldn't be a significant difference between the two.
Dr. Podell wants to speak,
yeah.
But just before you speak, okay. I just want to add to what you said, Don. As a matter of fact, the original research on OPCs started on grape seeds, and then it moved to pycnogenol. Some of the discoveries made about grape seeds and their benefits were attributed often to pine bark extracts. Go ahead, Dr. Podell.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the clinical research literature on grape seed, but I know that pycnogenol has a very strong literature with double-blind studies on people, and more than you see on many nutrients, and probably because the company, you know, has the brand name and they want to promote it. But they're doing it in a good way by doing double-blind studies, and pycnogenol does seem to have documented evidence of a benefit for both veins and arteries, and that's a good thing.
I mean, they're exploring so many areas of pycnogenol. I looked up on the PubMed, and it looks like they're looking at it for inflammation, cancer prevention, or protection of against cellular mutations and so forth. So some exciting research is going on with it.
My other question is this. The same thing as they're telling you about the vein issue, they're also saying that in the last study that they've done, they've done a study over 100 people, I think, up in Italy, where they've proven that it's actually cut down knee pain as far as osteoarthritis. Could you give me a feedback on that?
Well, I'm looking at the PubMed abstract, and it does indeed show that they did do some research on that, and it found it wasn't effective. And back to what Don was saying before, both grapeseed and pycnogenol have an anti-inflammatory effect as well. These products are great. I mean, Don, you know, you hear about all these new antioxidants coming along, and, you know, they seem to have eclipsed the good old grapeseed or pycnogenol, if you will. And these are really, I think, very effective and useful antioxidants.
Well, yeah. I mean, bear in mind, folks, that we're talking about flavonoids. We used to talk about citrus, pectin, bioflavonoids, and rutin, and to some degree quercetin. All we're doing here, you know, because these things are so effective, they're doing more and more research on it and finding more sources of this category of product. So everything that we say about flavonoids in general, polyphenols, applies to both pycnogenol and grapeseed and to all of these. You know, when we talk about these various highly colored fruits and vegetables and the extracts from these things, this is all one big group of flavonoid-related products. So the problem is, as you point out, caller, how do you know whether one particular one is better? Just because somebody does research on one particular flavonoid, that does not mean that it's better than the other flavonoids that they maybe for whatever reason chose not to do the research on. You see, Dr. Podell made a very telling point when he said to you, yes, the people that make pycnogenol may be doing some research. Well, they're doing it because they have the term trademark. They can afford to. No one's going, you know, it's not in their best interest to do research on the other products. You know, let's say, would they do research comparing pycnogenol, for example, to a grapeseed extract? I doubt that if they did that they would make the results known, because it might turn out negative. They have no point to it. So you're not going to go wrong with whatever you know, if you want to stick with the material that maybe you saw some research on, get the pycnogenol. We carry it at Wilner's from numerous companies. We carry grapeseed extract. We have it all. So you're not going to go wrong whichever way you go.
My other question is this. Can you go overboard on either one of those?
It would be difficult.
It would be difficult. There's no side effects to taking a little bit too much if you want to incorporate both of them together.
Well, they're water soluble nutrients, so there's no so you wouldn't expect any long term side effects. I see no side effects listed on the monographs I'm looking at. If you took like a handful of them, you know, maybe you'd get some GI distress just from the mere volume of it. But if you're talking normal dosages, you would have a hard time taking too much. The more, the better.
Okay.
Don, what kind of dosages would you guide people to take of each?
I would go with anywhere from two capsules three times a day. Well, two capsules twice a day up to three capsules three times a day without even blinking an eye.
How many milligrams in a capsule?
I don't know exactly.
Probably about 100 milligrams.
500,
I see
500
a bunch
total.
Of studies of 200 milligrams with pycnogenol.
Yeah, it's like eating, you know, how many blueberries should you eat, and how many, you know, it's just a flavonoid.
The reason I'm asking this question is because I have a sister, and this is why I called for this problem. She had a Doppler done, because that which brought her to the doctor to begin with was the fact that she had very, very heavy legs. Her legs always felt very, very heavy. She went to a vascular doctor, and they did a Doppler, and they did a vascular workup. They really didn't see anything in her legs as far as circulation. She does have a genetic thing to varicose veins, which she had removed many years ago. So that's why I was wondering what would be the best thing for her.
Well, again, we can't answer that. All we can do is tell you that the flavonoids in general, Okay, not just pycnogenol and the grapeseed extract. Flavonoids in general are good for the veins, especially the veins in the legs. They're used for varicose veins. Whether you go with the pycnogenol, whether you go with grapeseed, whether you go with citrus bioflavonoids, whether you go with the butcher's broom and horse chestnuts, which are rich in related flavonoid materials, all of those things are generally good to strengthen the venous circulation. It's something that, along with vitamin C and her other vitamins, that she certainly should try if she has those kinds of problems. The upside is great. The downside is almost negligible. Okay?
Yeah, these.
I'm sorry, what?
Could she overdo, she's an older woman.
I already answered that.
Start
with the normal recommended dose on the bottle, and which will be probably something like a two a day, maybe a little bit more. Start with that and see how that works out. Okay? The dosage on things like this is not so exact. You can take a very wide range of dosage of products like this and not get yourself into any kind of trouble. Okay? All right. Thank you very much for that call, Renee. Okay. Well, let's see. Once again, I think what we'll do is we will take our next break now and get that out of the way so we have more time afterwards to give proper attention to the next caller. Let me just mention real quickly that the number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be back after we bring you this educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, or McKay as he likes to have it pronounced, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past 3 decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles in improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, good afternoon again, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi-Line of Supplements. The entire Natrol line, by the way, is available at Wilner Chemist and is now on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, let's get back to those folks who've been waiting on the phones. Anne from Montclair, how can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to thank you for taking my call. I'd like some information. An extremely high level of lead in the system, would it have anything to do with circulation of the legs?
Well, I'll pass this on to Dr. Podell, but yeah. I would think if you have a very high levels of lead, you have more important things to worry about than the circulation in your legs. But that's just my kind of general feeling. Dr.
Yeah,
Podell.
A lot depends on what we mean by very high, but for sure it would affect circulation if it's very high.
It's extremely high.
Now, what we sometimes see is doctors will do a test where they first give you a chelating agent and then measure the lead in the urine. The chelating agent will suck lead out of the body and give a very high value because there's no normals for the post-chelation lead. They use the normals for people who weren't chelated. So sometimes you get an artificially high level that's misunderstood. But high levels of lead are dangerous.
Well, would chelation therapy remove it all?
There's no good evidence that that would. There are a lot of doctors who believe that it can be helpful. We're not talking about, well, if you have a lead poisoning in the classic sense, the way kids eating paint do, chelation therapy is orally is the standard treatment. But what you're probably thinking about is an adult who, so far we don't know why the lead is high. That what you really want to do is eliminate the lead. Will chelation therapy
help circulation?
Yep. Okay. Will chelation therapy help circulation? People who do it, or intravenous, believe so. But I've never seen any studies that prove it. The studies that have been done have been disappointing.
There are standard medications, though, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
I think what we would have to say to you, Anne, is that if you truly have a lead toxicity problem, high levels of lead, you might want to make sure that you're not only getting the advice of a healthcare provider who does chelation therapy, but also a more conventional medical doctor, just to make sure that you don't, you know, miss anything.
Yeah, you have to find the source of where the lead's coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what kind of a doctor would I go to?
I would start with your family doctor.
Is there someone who specializes in it?
Well, at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in New Brunswick, there's a Department of Environmental Health, and they have very good expertise in that sort of thing. At Mount Sinai, probably, they have an environmental health group, and there are probably others around the area.
Well, she's in New Jersey, so you may want to pay a visit to...
She's in Montclair, so Robert Wood Johnson might not be a bad idea, right?
Right. You have to be connected with the Department of Environmental Health. They are in Piscataway, actually, rather than New Brunswick, where the rest of the medical school is.
Okay.
Can I
ask you another question?
Okay, real quickly.
Within the last week or two, there was a report about shower curtains being toxic for some reason or other. Do you know anything about that?
Shower curtains?
Yeah. The material that it was made out of. And they told me to get a certain kind, and I don't remember which.
I'm not up to date on that. Has anybody?
No, not really. There may be some outgassing of something, and it may be toxic in large amounts, like in an industrial setting. And I'm not aware of a literature
on shower
curtains.
Not really a nutritional supplement question, so I'm afraid it's out of our area of expertise, okay? But sorry we couldn't help you on that, Ann, but thanks for calling anyway, okay? All right, let's move on to Joe from Staten Island. Good afternoon, Joe. How can we help you?
Hi, gentlemen. Yes, I have two questions. The first one is about vitamin D as a cancer aid or preventative, and the other one is how to combat high cholesterol.
Well,
Let me take the first.
All right.
Okay. Vitamin D in various experimental systems improves the immune system, and in patients you can measure improved immune system cells. It has therefore been speculated that maybe it helps prevent cancer. And there are a number of animal studies that are suggestive, but as far as I know, there really aren't any human studies yet that allow us to say that. Having said that, reasonably high doses of vitamin D are good for a number of things in the body and should be taken. One can take too high a dose as well. Right now they're saying you can more or less take 2,000 units a day with safety for most people. And any doses higher than that for sure have to be tracked with blood levels, because you can go too high. It's hard to go too high, but people can do it.
Look, I think you're being a little bit too cautious, Dr. Podell, in this particular case.
That's my nature.
I think vitamin D has now reached a point where it's hard to find a medical experts who don't agree that it is likely to be connected to a reduction in cancer. There may not be a test that, you know, tests done on humans, experimental tests, except for epidemiological tests. For example, I think one of the recent studies showed that men with advanced prostate cancer, 44% of men with advanced prostate cancer had low blood levels of vitamin D. There's a lot of connection between a reduced risk of cancer, a reduced severity of cancer, things of that sort, with vitamin D, and I think that includes not only prostate cancer, colon cancer, numerous cancers. So the consensus of opinion, as you are pointing out, is that we really need to increase the amount that's being recommended. There was an I happened to, my wife came running up to me and said, hey, turn on the TV. There was a 2020 a couple nights ago, a stupid program. You know, when you see these shows and they talk about things that you know about, it makes you realize how shallow maybe everything on the show is. But anyway, they did a show about the vitamins. You know, do you really need vitamins? And they gave pros and cons, but when it came to vitamin D, they were pretty much admitting that it does, that we do need more, that the amount should be double or triple at least what we have been doing, and that there seems to be overwhelming evidence that it's valuable to prevent various cancers. So I think it would be, when we get back to our general thing about the risk versus benefit, it would be, if you are at risk to any of the types of cancers that we mentioned, I think it would be difficult to argue that you shouldn't be taking a substantial amount of vitamin D in supplement form. That's what I would say would be the bottom line. Okay, now I'm sorry, Joe, you had you were asking what you should do about high cholesterol?
Right, because I have, what did he say, I had about 720?
Well, okay, we discussed it briefly at the beginning of the program. There's a lot of nutrients that you can use to help lower cholesterol, along with, of course, dietary modifications, exercise, weight loss if that's necessary, and so forth. Since I've been hogging the phone, Sam, you want to kind of run down some of the recommended nutrients for cholesterol? We have just about a minute.
Sure. Well, the citronols is one of the more popular or new products that's come down the line. Natural Factors is one brand that has it. Nature's Way has a variety of citronol products that includes phytosterols. We also talked about that at the top of the show, Joe. Phytosterols are very beneficial in blocking the absorption of cholesterol in your food. Twin Labs has something called Cholesterol Success that has those. And, of course, fiber products are always very good for blocking cholesterol. And we also mentioned fish oil products. Although it doesn't help lower cholesterol, it certainly has benefits to your cardiovascular system. And red yeast rice, although we haven't had anybody ask about that, Don, but maybe in the second hour we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. The kind of fiber would be water-soluble fibers, guar gum, citronel, psyllium, the oat bran, things of that sort. The PGX fiber from Natural Factors would be a good one to use for that as well. So there's a lot of things, and the best thing to do, like we said, is to combine them. Okay, we have to pause for a moment for this brief message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. We're your Wilner Chemists, nutritional supplement professionals. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist. It's now on sale at 30% off list price. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we hope that you'll stay tuned for the next hour. Those of you who are on the phone, please stay there, and we'll get to your calls right after the break for the news. Thank you.